Some of you have seen Brigitte Gabriel on some of the television talk shows. She began her career as a news anchor for World News on an evening Arabic news broadcast for Middle East television that was seen throughout Israel, Egypt, Syria, Jordan, Cyprus, and Lebanon. She is from Lebanon, and she immigrated to America in the late 80s. This is taken from one of her communiques, the handwriting on the wall. She said, "I have been declaring to anyone who would listen that Islamicists are well on their way to subverting and transforming Europe." We've already seen that. "And they are riding that wave here to America. I have told my personal story of how Islamists step by step took over my country of Lebanon, how they used our freedoms and commitment to tolerance and multiculturalism against us to further their ultimate ends. And now," she says, "they are using the same strategies and tactics against us in the West. In recent weeks, we have seen a violent Islamic protest in Britain where an angry mob shouting Allahu Akbar, yes, chased dozens of British policemen for blocks. You must see the video to believe it," and she gives the video site. "Pro-Hamas, anti-Israel Muslims conducting demonstrations here in America shouted praises to Hitler for what he did to the Jews, yelling, 'Go back to the ovens,' and at times physically attacking counter-protesters." She cites Austrian parliamentarian Suzanne Winter, who was convicted of incitement because of public statements she has boldly made, including the claims that the Prophet Muhammad was a pedophile. The release of a U.S. official government report, I saw this just last week on TV, stating that Hezbollah is forming terrorist cells here in the United States that are now operational. And I think the website I saw this listed 30 or 35, 39, somewhere in the 30s that are now going on right here in America. She says, "My friends, the handwriting clearly is on the wall. Radical Islam is on the march. It is growing stronger and bolder each passing day. What elected official in Europe or the UK will now have the courage to speak out against this threat? How many more no-go zones, which are Muslim enclaves where non-Muslims and even police officers fear to go in France, will now appear throughout Europe? What will happen in America when 50,000 ranting, chanting Islamist demonstrators attempt to aggressively back down and chase police officers who are trying to maintain order? And if the police do back down and run, as they did in Britain, what message is being sent to these people?"